The question for today is this. Do you want to be in the book of life? Do you want to be in the book of life? Most of Christianity today, as we know it, them that are keeping Christmas, Sunday, Easter, and all the other deals that they're keeping, even Halloween, and they're going to figure out a way, trust me, how to get Christ into Halloween is coming. Listen carefully. They themselves want to be in the book of life. Let's see what God says, what it takes to be in the book of life. Very, very important, brethren, because this we find from Exodus, and we find it again peppered throughout the New Testament and in the book of Revelation, which is the last book that came and was written by John about 98 to 100 years after Christ was crucified. Listen carefully, brethren. It's very, very important. It means it has a lot to do with your and my salvation. It has to do with enduring to the end to be saved. Listen carefully. Let's start to see what God has to say about the whole topic. This is God speaking, not Ricky. I'm only a mouthpiece for the Lord. But listen carefully, brethren. If you'd be kind enough to turn to Deuteronomy 10. We've been here before, but we'll be here many times before the Lord comes back. We need to be here because we need to stay on track. Listen carefully, brethren. Deuteronomy 10, 1 through 5. Deuteronomy 10, 1 through 5. At that time, the Lord said unto me, hone out two tables of stone, like unto the first, and come up unto me in the mount, and make you an ark of wood. Moses had broken the first tablets when he came down and saw the stupidness that was going on, and they had a calf made, and they were doing all kinds of abominable acts before the Lord, and they had gone immediately to idolatry. Listen carefully. And I will write, this is the Lord speaking, and I will write on the tables the words that were in the first tables, which you broke, and you shall put them in the ark. And I made an ark of smitten wood, that's Moses speaking now, and hewed the two tables of stone like unto the first, and went up into the mount, having the two tables in my hand. And he wrote on the tables, the Lord, according to the first writings, the Ten Commandments. Listen, which the Lord spoke unto you in the mount, out of the midst of the fire, in the day of the assembly, and the Lord gave them unto me. He spoke to them, as I'm speaking to you, with a voice of thunder. Meaning what he said, and saying what he means. Dead. Is found in Exodus 20 when he gave the Ten Commandments. He gave them audibly to these people. Verse 5, and I turned myself and came down from the mount and put the tables in the ark which I had made, and there they be as the Lord commanded me. Moses had to spend, because of these nitwits, another 40 days and 40 nights with the Lord, which was a wonderful thing. That was the wonderful thing. But having to go up there and having to plead before the Lord for these people was something else that Moses had to contend with because of these individuals, these stiff-necked Israelites that were dealing with right in the present day. But most of them don't know they're Israelites. Listen carefully, brethren. Dropping down to verse 10, I wanted to give you a foundation. Dropping down to verse 10. And I stayed in the mount according to the first time, 40 days and 40 nights. And the Lord listened unto me at the time also, and the Lord would not destroy you. And the Lord said unto me, arise, take your journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swore unto their fathers to give unto them, which he or Aaron never went in themselves. Only Joshua and Caleb were the only ones that went in over 20 years old. Listen carefully, brethren. Verse 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord require of you? Brethren, whether you're a Gentile or an Israelite, the Lord requires the same, because there's one law. When you go to Exodus 12, and I suggest that you read it, it's short, but it also tells us clearly, that if the Gentiles are dealing and doing what the Israelites are doing according to what God requires, they are considered as one of us. One of you and one of me. And the same standard of religion God has not taken away. Listen carefully, brethren. I'm still going to read on. I'll start from 12 again. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you this day before the Lord your, today for your good. When you go to Exodus 20, this is a new, the Lord, when he was speaking in Exodus 20, was also giving a New Testament doctrine. And that New Testament doctrine is right here in Deuteronomy 13. It's found in 1 John 5:3. To love your God is to keep his commandments, and that his commandments are not burdensome. These are the commandments that came down to guide our lives. They're the absolute standard of God, which he lives by also, and he requires us to live by them also. It shows also that God is a God, according to the first four commandments, brethren, that he is absolutely exclusive and not inclusive. Just by the first four commandments, he says, you will not have any strange gods before me. You will not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. You will keep the Sabbath day holy. This is an exclusive God, not inclusive. If that's not exclusivity, I don't know what is. And you're going to have to give me a better example of what exclusive is. Both the nations and the people of this world that say that they serve God and they don't, they're inclusive. They brought in Sunday. God's exclusive. He says a Sabbath day. They have idols before them that they're worshiping. They say they're not, but they're kneeling and bowing before these idols. And God says in the second commandment, you shall not do these things. That's exclusive. They say that they're venerating these idols. That's inclusive. Brethren, if there is a God, and there is, well, we wouldn't be here either today, and neither, I hope you wouldn't either, if we were nothing but like kangaroos and monkeys that are just going to die when their time comes. And in Ecclesiastic 3, it said that their spirits go down, but the spirit of man goes up, because God has a plan for man according to Genesis 1. He said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. The animals are not made so. And they cannot reason. They cannot reason the way we can, brethren. And all these things were put in our hands to take care of. Listen carefully, brethren. From 14 on. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, your God. The earth also with all that is therein. Only the Lord had a delight in your fathers to love them. And he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. Listen, New Testament doctrine. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. A That's exactly what this world is. And as people of God that are in the churches of God are going and applying themselves to this, and all I could say unto them was, woe unto them, unless you get yourself back on track again. The only thing possibly you could be looking for and towards is Gehenna fire, because you're trampling the blood of Jesus Christ and the Father underfoot. Listen carefully, brethren. Let's go to Exodus. While I'm going to be there in Exodus, since we're going to go to Exodus, let's go to Exodus 20. Exodus 20. And let's see what I was talking about, New Testament doctrine, that God Almighty spoke to these individuals and they heard him as I'm speaking to you. Exodus 20, listen carefully, verse 6. This is New Testament teaching and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Those are the same commandments John was talking about over at least 98 to 100 years after the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And if it was changed, brethren, he would have never wrote it there. It hasn't changed because God doesn't change. Malachi 3, Hebrews 13. Listen carefully, brethren. Exodus 32. The first and only place in the New Old Testament where you find the Book of Life mentioned. Listen carefully. Old Testament, New Testament. Listen carefully. Verse 32, I'm going to read it all. Listen carefully. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us gods. Get up and make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what became of him. And Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, of your daughters, and bring them to me. And all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. Aaron was given a strict command by Moses, and he was in authority, and he had the authority to stop them people in their tracks, but he didn't. That's one of the reasons why he didn't go into a type of the kingdom of God. Yes, he will be in the kingdom of God, but he didn't go into Jerusalem because of what he did. He was afraid of the people. Listen carefully. And all the people broke off their golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron, and he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made it a molten calf. What an abomination. And they said, these be your gods, O Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. I'm telling you, this guy is scary. And he had the Spirit of God. But God, in his mercy and love and wisdom, kept him out of the physical type of kingdom. Not out of the kingdom of God. But listen to me carefully. It would be, I'd have killed him on the spot. Listen carefully. But his brother, not here, but his brother in other places, went before God like he did his sister and begged God for mercy not to kill him. But the Lord let him die, but he didn't go into the promised land, the fleshly promised land. What mercy and love God has. Listen, brethren. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, tomorrow is the feast to the Lord. And they rose up on the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. And the Lord said unto Moses, get you down for your people, which you brought out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made a molten calf and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed therein unto, and said, These be your gods, O Israel, which you have brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Listen carefully, brethren. Listen carefully. Now, therefore, let me alone, that my anger, my fierce anger, may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of you a great nation. Listen to the meekness and the he had no ego whatsoever. Listen what the Lord offered this man, and listen what the man says. And Moses bespake the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, why do you wax hot, in other words, with a fierce anger against your people, which you have brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, For mischief did you bring them out, to slay them in the mountains, and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce anger, and repent of this evil against your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, which is Jacob, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self, and said unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. Moses was able to change the mind of God, which Moses' mind, as my mind is and all our minds is, would be equivalent to a BB in a boxcar. Because God says that his mind is as vast as the east is to the west, and as the earth is to the heavens. Yet the Lord repented and listened to his servant Moses, who was meek, one of the meekest men other than Jesus Christ himself, and had no ego. The Lord offered him, really, if you want to look at almost the world, as Satan offered Jesus Christ. But Moses, being meek, looked past that, had no ego. He loved God, and he loved the people of God, and he stood for the people of God, even though what they just had did, it would have been so easy for him to say, okay, go ahead, Lord, you're God, go ahead and do it. He didn't say that. He didn't say that, brethren. Let that be an example to us either. Also, listen, brethren. And Moses, verse 15, and Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tables of his testimony were in his hand, and the tables were written on both sides, on the one side and on the other side were they written. See, most people don't understand that either, that they were written on both sides. And the tables were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God in a graven image. Listen carefully, brethren. I'm not going to read it all in this context. I'm going to jump quickly to the book of life. But I wanted you to see, first of all, that the Ten Commandments that Moses was dealing with was always the issue. It's the issue today. They are the words of God that we're supposed to be keeping, along with the statutes and judgments that Moses wrote down on paper. Okay? When I say paper, it could have been skins or whatever the case may be. But he wrote them down as God spoke to him. But God wrote these in stone with the fingers of his hands, which was Jesus Christ himself before he became the Christ. That was the God who wrote the Ten Commandments. Listen, I gave you a foundation. Now let's look and see what God Almighty says about the book of life. Listen. Now let's drop down to 31. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Oh, this people have sinned, a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. What sin did they break? Wasn't it the first commandment and the second commandment? Yes, it was. God's exclusive. Look what he says. Look what he says. That's why Moses said they've sinned a great sin, because they broke the first four commandments, which is how to love God. Listen. And Moses returned unto the people. Okay, they've made a great... 32. Yet now, if you will... This is Moses speaking again, a humble man. Yet now, if you will, forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray you, out of your book, which you have written. That's the book of life. And the Lord said unto Moses, listen what the Lord said unto Moses. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Him will I blot out of my book. Therefore go, now go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto you. Behold, my angel shall go before you. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. And the Lord plagued the people because they made the calf which Aaron made. Listen carefully. Sin is measured by God's laws. 1 John 3. Sin is the transgression of the law. Brethren, what has changed from Exodus 20 and Exodus 32 and being in the book of life of God? If sin is the transgression of the Lord said, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of the book. So the other side of the coin, brethren, to answer the question quickly, could only mean by obedience can you be in the book of life. And because Jesus Christ died for you and I, and the blood of his blood covers us, that's the only way that we can look pure in front of God Almighty, because he forgives us of those sins. But what he doesn't forgive, brethren, if you take on the persona of practicing sin, now you're in deep jeopardy of blaspheming the Holy Spirit of God. That's the key. In its simplicity, that is the key that I'm giving you. The world wants to look at as works, so they can go a hoovering around on Friday and Saturday night and say that the Lord is not going to do this because I had an altar call. And I'm once saved, also once saved, always saved. Nonsense. That's why Paul said in Romans 6, the wages of sin are death. You and I have to get away from that. Ezekiel 18 says the soul that sins will surely die, showing the not having the immortality of the soul. Listen, brethren, carefully. Deuteronomy 28, and a lot of these ministers of this world like to go here because they want to line their pockets and live very, very well on your backs, saying they're doing the work of God and they're of God. Remember always the question, do you want to be in the book of life? Brethren, if you want to be in the book of life, listen to what God says here also, because he talks about the blessings and the cursings. And this is what he says at the end of chapter 27, and I'm going to get into 28. Listen carefully. Deuteronomy 27:26. Cursed be he that conforms not all the words of this law to do them. And all the people shall say, amen. Chapter 28, starting at verse 1. This is a very popular scripture to the thieves and hypocrites and ministers of this world, because they're robbing God. Listen carefully. And it shall come to pass, if you shall listen diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and do all his commandments which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. I'm going to read from 1 to 13. See, they don't read that first scripture. They just tell you how the Lord is going to bless you. Empty your pockets to us, and the Lord will definitely bless you and double and triple what you're giving us. That they omit that first passage. Listen carefully, verse 2. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, if you shall listen unto the voice of the Lord your God, what he said in verse 1. Blessed shall you be in a city, blessed shall you be in a field, blessed shall you the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of the cattle and the increase of your kind and the flocks of your sheep. I'll guarantee you at the time, there was nobody that was born a half-wit. There was nobody that was born diseased or maimed or defective. Why, their shoes and their clothes never even wore out. Listen carefully. It's the God we serve. Listen. Blessed shall be your basket and your store, your shop, or wherever you are. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be struck down before your face. They shall come against you one way and flee out seven other ways and run away from you. The Lord shall command the blessings upon you in your storehouse. He will command them to be there. And in all that you set your hand to do. And he shall bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The Lord shall establish you a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto you. If you shall keep the commandments of your Lord your God and walk in his ways. Listen. And all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord. And they shall be afraid of you. Drop down to 13. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath. If again, that you listen unto the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day to observe and to do them, and you shall not go aside from any of these words which I command you this day, to the right or the left hand, to go after other gods or to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if you will not listen unto the words of the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments, his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you, and they shall overtake you. Listen carefully, brethren. Go to chapter 29. I want to just read a couple of them. Verse 1. These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. And Moses called unto all Israel and said unto them, you have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt, unto Pharaoh and all of his servants, and unto all his land. The great temptations which your eyes have seen, the great testings which your eyes have seen, the signs of those great miracles, yet the Lord has not given you a heart to perceive, and eyes to see and ears to hear, unto this day. Brethren, that is unto this day. All that you have to do to see that is write down these scriptures, 2 Corinthians 3, and read it all. And you'll see that if Christ doesn't open your eyes and take the veil off your eyes, you're still in the dark, you still can't hear, and you still can't understand what Moses was talking about. This is Deuteronomy, and I'm talking about New Testament. Listen, and let your ears be open, them that hear this, and let your eyes see, them that hear this, and receive this. And I pray that God Almighty calls you to these truths, and you start working on what you should be doing if you want to be protected as they were, as a type of going to the kingdom of God. They were protected, and so will you be when push comes to shove, which is right around the corner from us, and you will go into the kingdom of God spiritually, which they went in physically, and they couldn't do it or keep it. That's also shown in Hebrews 3. I hope I have enough time to go there. Brethren, listen carefully. Listen carefully, brethren. Listen carefully. Drop down to 19 quickly. Verse 9 first of Deuteronomy 29. Keep for therefore the words of this covenant to do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. Drop down to 19. And it came to pass when he heard the words of this when he heard the words of this curse, that he blessed himself in his heart, saying, I have peace. Okay. All right. Listen carefully. Verse 20. Verse 20. Go to verse 14. I'm sorry. This is very, very pertinent to what I'm talking about. Because I was going to read the whole thing, but for time's sake, brother, I got too many scriptures to go to that you need to understand. 14. Neither with you only do I make this covenant, this is the Lord speaking, and this oath, but with him that stands here before us this day, before the Lord our God, and also with him that is not here with us this day. And that includes us all the way in the 21st century, brethren, because Peter was talking about the same thing. If you write down scripture, the scripture is Acts 2:39. That's the scripture which brings us all the way to the day beyond Jesus Christ, where Paul was, and to today, where we are today. Verse 20. The Lord will not spare him, but then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven, and the Lord shall separate him unto evil out of all the tribes of Israel according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law. For time being, the Lord will blot out all them at the time that will not obey God, but they will have a second chance, and that's the second resurrection. That book of life are only for them that are obeying God Almighty, and we're going to see the continuity of God as we go on. Brethren, Psalm 69, one verse, Psalm 69, and that verse is 28. Listen, what David had to say. In 27, starting at 27, add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into your righteousness, which are his standards, and we become righteous when we obey and keep the standards of God, and God uses the definition of righteousness according to Isaiah 51, verse 1 and 7, the definition. And that definition is also found in Deuteronomy 6, the last verse. Listen. Verse 28. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. And not be written with the righteous. The righteous are them that are keeping the commandments and the statutes of God. The statutes are in two ways. The other Sabbaths and Leviticus 23, they are the statutes. And when you read from Exodus 21 on, they are statutes written either, also, of what you and I should not be doing, which Paul condensed down to four. Flee fornication, flee idolatry, flee things strangled, and idolatry. The four. Those are condensed down to all that were written in Deuteronomy 21. Read them for yourself, brethren. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. God doesn't change, please. Daniel 7. Daniel 12, and then we're going to go into the New Testament. Daniel 12, verse 1 and 2. Daniel 12, verse 1 and 2. And at that time, that's coming right before us, brethren, Look at the times and look at your surroundings and square it up to what God says and by the Lord in Matthew 24. Verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince that stands for the children of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book, them dead or them that are alive and standing in that day, will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, according to 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 Thessalonians 4. And many of them that sleep in the dust, them that are dead, listen to the term, there is sleep in the earth, in the dust of the earth, shall awaken, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. That's in God's timing. Them that come up in the first resurrection and God's timing, them that come up in the second resurrection and are taught of God will either be in contempt and be thrown at the Gehenna fire or come into the kingdom of God. Daniel didn't write these things down, brethren. You have to go line upon line, precept upon precept to find these things according to what I showed you at the beginning of this message. Isaiah 28. Listen carefully. Let's go now to Matthew 25. Matthew 25. Going into the New Testament. Matthew 25. Here we go, brethren. Matthew 25. Verse 31, 32, and 46. Listen carefully. It's the Lord speaking. Now when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. That's a time of what Daniel was talking about. And he shall gather before him, listen, all the nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as he separates the sheep from the goats. That's what also the last great day that we just came off of, the Feast of Tabernacles, the last great day, pictures this also, brethren, when he makes the great separation after teaching. Listen. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats at his left. Not talking about the saints of God that already have been there. He's not talking about them. Then shall the king say to those at his right hand, come you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. We're waiting for this inheritance. We're waiting, according to Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. This is not what the Lord is talking about for them at that time. He's talking to a different class of people that came up in the second resurrection. Dropping down, brethren, to verse 46. Listen to what the Lord says here. Listen to the continuity of the Lord. And they shall go away, them. Okay. 45. Then shall he answer them, saying, truly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do to one of the least of these, neither did you do it unto me. And they shall go away into eternal punishment. There's a lot more to just that, giving somebody something on a corner. A lot more than that. Again, Isaiah 28. And they shall go away into eternal punishment. Listen, but the righteous, the obeyers of God, into eternal life. And I can add this in here also, what I just have read to you. Them that are in the book of life, are considered the righteous. I just read from you from the book of Psalms 69. That in the book of life are the righteous. Listen, brethren, Luke 10. Please understand, it's got to be line upon line. The world cannot see these things. Listen. Luke 10, 16 through 24. Listen, this is the Lord speaking. The one who hears you hears me. This is the same for today. Listen. The one who hears you hears me. This is the Lord speaking. Luke 10, verse 16. The one who hears you hears me. The one who rejects you rejects me. The one who rejects me rejects him who sent me. I could think of several right off the top of my head that when I speak to them, reject me. And they're rejecting you. And they're rejecting the Father also. Listen. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject unto us through your name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan fall as lightning from heaven. This is also to them that say that the Lord, who say that the Lord only came to the virgin birth, and that was the only time of his existence. I mean, this is only one place. All you got to do is go to the book of John. I mean, it's there in so many places with the Lord saying where he came from. These men have become idiots because they once knew the truth. But Lord, you said that this would happen. And it's happening in our ears and in our eyes. For our example, listen carefully, brethren, listen carefully. Behold, I give you the authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall injure you in any way. Yet do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. These are the righteous. Your names are written in heaven. Listen carefully, brethren. In the same hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I praise you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you did hide these things from the wise and the intelligent, and did reveal them to babes. Yes, Father, for it is well pleasing in your sight to do so. Then he turned to his disciples and said, all things were delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son, who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and the one to whom the Son personally chooses to reveal him. And he turned to his disciples in private and said privately, blessed are your eyes that have seen the things that you see. For I say to you, many prophets, kings have desired to see these things that you see and have not seen them, to hear the things that you hear and have not heard them. I tell you today, brethren, blessed are you that hear the things that you and I are hearing in your ears today, that God has opened up your minds and your hearts to understand what is written in the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, and all the things that is still revealing to us. Blessed are your eyes, because your eyes are written in, your names are written in heaven. Because you see these things and you see what's required of God and what you and I must be doing. Listen carefully, brethren. 1 John 2, brethren. 1 John 2, the second chapter. 1 John 2, 4-7. Listen very, very carefully, brethren. Drink this in. The one who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. On the other hand, if anyone is keeping his word, truly is this one the love of God being perfected. By this means we know that we are in him. Listen. Anyone who claims to dwell in him is obligating himself also to walk as he himself walked. How did Christ walk, brethren? Oh, when we go to 1 John 1, it said that his blood covers us. Listen to the continuity, brethren. Listen to the continuity. Verse 24, going dropping down to verse 24. Verse 24 and 25, brethren, listen carefully. Therefore, let what you have heard from the beginning dwell in you. Wait a minute now, I want to make sure that I'm okay. Yes, okay. Okay, therefore let what you have heard from the beginning dwell in you. If what you have heard from the beginning dwells in you, then you will be dwelling in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us. He has promised us, brethren, eternal life. Since I'm right over here, just go to chapter 3 of 1 John. And let's see what the Lord has to say about these things, okay? Okay. Here we go. Starting at verse 4 of chapter 3. Everyone who practices sin is also practicing lawlessness. For sin is lawlessness. In other words, it's a transgression of the law. And you know that he appeared in order that he might take away the sin, and in him is no sin. Everyone who dwells in him does not practice sin. Anyone who practices sin has not seen him nor has known him. Listen, little children, do not allow anyone to deceive you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. The one who practices sin and transgresses the law, that's what he's saying, is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God had appeared, that he may destroy the works of the devil. And everyone who has been begotten of God does not practice sin, because his seed of begettel is dwelling within him, and he is not able to practice sin because he is begotten of God. He recognizes sin and stays away from it. And when he falls, he stumbles, he repents of it. He doesn't practice sin. That's the key, brethren. Brethren, Hebrews 3, this came to me just before this service. And I wrote it down quickly. I was able to see it, and I wrote it down because I was in the Psalms and it came to me. This is what David had also said to us. This is what Paul gave us, and this is what God was speaking back then. Listen, Hebrews 3, verse 6. But on the other hand, listen, Christ was faithful as the Son over his own house, whose house we are. If we are truly holding fast the confidence and rejoicing in hope firm unto the end, listen carefully. For this reason, even the Holy Spirit says, this is God speaking, the Holy Spirit of God speaking. For this reason, even the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day of the testing in the wilderness, where your fathers tempted me, and they tried me, and saw my works 40 years, and because of this I was indignant with that generation. Instead, they always go astray in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. Therefore, I swore in my wrath, if they shall enter in my rest. Beware, brethren, lest perhaps there be any of you an evil heart, unbelieving, in apostatizing from the living God. Rather be encouraging one another each day while it is called today, so that none of you become hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. This was the Holy Spirit in the there and then that even David spoke of in Psalms 95, starting at verse 8. He spoke of there. It's spoken of in Acts 1:16, from what I'm seeing here, but it's also spoken by Paul also saying the same thing, and as you go on to Hebrews 4, for time's sake I don't have it, but you also see that there remains a Sabbath rest for God's people, not the first day of the week, brethren. Saturday is the Sabbath rest. The man was speaking from the Old Testament by the Holy Spirit. Listen, Revelation 3, that was given to me. Evidently, I had to be able to give you that today because I believe it was relevant and pertinent. Revelation 3, we're right down to the nitty-gritty, brethren. Revelation 3, speaking to the churches, verse 4 and verse 5. You have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, because they are worthy. And we're also going to see what white is, brethren, and what garments are white. Listen. Listen carefully, brethren. Verse 5. The one who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life. Remember the garments and the book. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Chapter 19. Chapter 19, brethren, please. That's why it's so important, line upon line and precept upon precept. Verse 7 and verse 8 of chapter 19. Listen. Let us be glad and shout with joy, and let us give glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. Are you making yourself ready for the Lord? Am I making myself ready for the Lord? For the day of the marriage of the Lamb has come and is coming. Are you making yourself ready daily, daily, daily? Because when this Lord breaks through, and no man knows when it's going to come, that's why the Lord says, watch. Are you going to be ready to be with the next verse that I'm going to quote to you, brethren, that comes from also the Spirit of God? Listen carefully. And it was granted to her that she should be clothed, them that are waiting and going to be married to the Lord and God Almighty, in fine linen, pure and bright. And I would add that no person on earth would be able to clean and bring to a whiteness way beyond that white. Listen, for the fine linen, listen, this is the definition of righteous also. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Listen carefully. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Hold your place over there and turn back to Revelation 14. Listen carefully, brethren. This goes beyond where we are right now. Listen carefully, brethren. Revelation 14. This was also by the Spirit of God that John was writing, and his angel letting John know what to write from God Almighty, through Jesus Christ, through the angel, through John, through us. Verse 12. The definition of a saint now. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are the ones who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. You could also find that right back in the chapter 12. Real quickly, I'll go there real quickly. Here we go. Verse 17. This is also beyond where we are. That's why I said, are you going to be ready? Are you going to be protected? Listen to what's happening here. Then the dragon was furious with the woman. That's Revelation 12, verse 17. Then the dragon was furious with the woman and went to make war with the rest of her seed. Who? What seed? them who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. What some men are going to have to die for, according to Revelation 6. That hasn't happened yet, that martyrdom. They're going to give a testimony, and they won't have to wonder what they're going to have to say, because the Lord said, don't even think about it. I'll tell you what to say to them. Of course, I'm saying these things, my sayings, but they're close to me. Go look them up. Okay. Listen carefully, brethren. Listen carefully. Verse 20, chapter 21. Chapter 21. Listen, brethren, please. Listen, brethren, please. Verse chapter 21. And then we're going to go for the last scripture. Very, very important. I said to you that the one who gave the commandments, the God of the Old Testament, is the Lord Jesus Christ before he became Jesus Christ. When you go to 1 John 1, the Word was with God, then you drop down to 3, and then you drop down to 10. It says he was in the world, he created the world, yet the world knew him not. Listen, when we went to Exodus 32, that God of Exodus 32 said that those that sin, I will take out of my book of life. Now go to Revelation 21, 22 through 27. And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city has no need of the sun or the moon that they should shine in it, because the glory of the Lord lightens it, and the light of it is of the Lamb, showing also that the kingdom of God is not going to be in heaven, it's going to be on earth. But the sun and the moon will not have to lighten it anymore. They will lighten it themselves. In other words, there will be 24/7 light. There will be no darkness there. And the nations that were saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory into the honor of it. And its gates shall never be shut by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. And nothing that defiles shall ever enter into it. Nor shall anyone who practices an abomination or devises a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, according to Exodus 32, where it all started from, the beginning and the end being when we become the saints of God, and there's no more flesh on this earth anymore. From the beginning to the very, very end, the Book of Life stands, and them that are in it are them that keep the commandments and the statutes of God, and that's what it will always be. The Lord said there will never be an abominable thing, or one that says a lie in his kingdom. Listen carefully, brethren, the last scripture. We're going to have to go to Psalms 19, it's really just a couple of scriptures with continuity. Listen, brethren, I'm turning to get there. We're getting there. I'm almost there as we speak. I'm there now. Psalms 19, 7 through 11. Listen. The law of the Lord is perfect, covering the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the law are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey or the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. And in keeping of them is great reward. The kingdom of God awaits you. Them that does these things, may God bless us all.